A senior advisor to the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution has warned that Tehran will not live up to the terms of a UN Security Council resolution which contradicts the country's vital interests.
Complying with agreements reached during bilateral or multilateral interactions is mandatory for us. But we will not be bound by decisions made at the UN Security Council which are not in line with our national interests. A council comprised of some veto-holding members that are unrightfully given the veto power. Iran will initially try to prevent such resolutions from passing. Should such measures pass, Iran, as it's shown previously, will not abide by its terms.
Ali Akbar Velayati noted that Iran will keep promises it has made during the nuclear negotiations in Vienna. He played down the impact of the arms embargo on Iran's defense capabilities, stressing that maintaining the country's sovereignty is not negotiable. The senior advisor to Ayatollah Khamenei reiterated that Iran's ballistic missiles are not designed to carry nuclear warheads, that is, and that Tehran is not seeking such missiles. He further ruled out speculations that the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action will affect Iran's policies in the region. He pledged that Tehran will never stop supporting its regional allies, including Syria, Lebanon, and Yemen. Let's speak to Nader Bagherzadeh. He's a political analyst, and he joins us via Skype from California. Many thanks for joining us here on Press U, Mr. Bagherzadeh. It seems looking at this UN Security Council resolution, as well as the issue particularly of Iran's ballistic missiles, it is going back to that grappling over interpretation over here. What do you make of that? Yes.
Well, I mean, I was also reading similar news. You have to realize that Mr. Araghchi, his team, and the rest of Dr. Zarif have looked at this document. And the claim they're making is that it would not be demanded, but it would be asked for, or it's a kind of a lighter weight than demanding. And I think Mr. Lavrov said that somehow it is possible, even within that 8 years, with some sort of a relaxed way. I think I'm not quite sure how the wording was that he used. So there is no question, as Dr. Velayati said, there are holes and loops, but the Iranian team has looked at this document before, and it was already approved. So I think we have to be careful about how it will be interpreted, and find out a way to go forward, because I think from both sides we hear comments that are not helping this cause, and we're at the very early stage of this,
right,
to say the least.
Speaking of this, leaving the language a bit open-ended, doesn't that increase risk, specifically as we've seen in the past, particularly when it comes to the U.S., where it tries to get more than what is already being offered?
Definitely, the language being not bulletproof will cause some issues to come up, which would be of disappointing results. And I'm hoping that this would be just not because it was meant to be, but perhaps not every word was analyzed as much as they could, because they were running against the deadline and so on and so forth. But the fact that this passed in the United Nations Security Council, that is a major, major step. We have to see what happens in the U.S. Congress. And the interpretation, as you have mentioned, will become important, and hopefully both sides will try to find a way that it's respectful and mutual, and everybody knows that the military aspects of Iranian, work cannot be shared. That's true for every country. And Mr. Kerry said as much. He says anywhere, anytime doesn't apply to any country. He said it in multiple interviews this Sunday I was listening to. And so he is completely in support of that. He says unless you take over a country in a war like in Iraq, there is no country that will agree to that. So I think there is commonality from both sides. It's just the rhetoric has to reach a level that is not going to derail this from the wording point of view.
Indeed. Now, speaking of which, though, the political will that it took to come up with this joint comprehensive plan of action, do you think that same political will persist in ensuring that this is implemented in a mutually agreeable fashion?
I have no reason to believe that this would not be what the White House wanted. They put in a lot of political capital. You can see how much criticism he's getting, Mr. Obama and his team are getting on a regular basis. Lindsey Graham was interviewed or recently, today or yesterday, and they're all criticizing. There are advertisements that are showing how people or some special groups are not interested. So we have to give credit to Mr. Obama and his team for moving forward on this. I really want to emphasize that. And so what happens from now on is to stay focused, right, and implement it. Implementation is the most difficult part, in my opinion.
Okay, we'll have to wait and see how this pans out. That's political analyst Nader Bagherzadeh joining us via Skype from California. Many thanks indeed for your comments here on Press TV, sir.